KSX, Big Jim Town 707. We're talking about this these neighbors in Olivet up at Battle Creek who are fighting. He's got a legal pot farm. The neighbor doesn't like it. Says it's driving down his property value if he's trying to sell his house. So the guy with the pot farm responded with a very loving, very simple statement that he sprayed repeatedly on his fence.
It reads the letter F, followed by the letter U, followed by Dave, and it goes all down the fence line.
You want to see this? We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
neighbor.
This is a new one, man. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to the story, too. You can see the news report as well. But we've been talking about neighbor stories this morning. It says on the... is that right? It says on here, it says Rob, it says from Idaho, right?
Well, my number's from Idaho. I'm a truck driver. I'm actually in New Hampshire at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks for listening, dude. We love this.
I found you guys on a radio app. I don't know if I'm allowed to actually say the name of it, but I found you guys about a week ago, and I've been listening to you nonstop.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate that, man.
So, Ryan said you also got a neighbor story for us, Rob?
Oh, yeah. So I was living out in Idaho and renting a house. First of all, just to give you an idea of what this guy was like, he nearly burned down his own house by putting a grill right next to his siding. So this one afternoon, I'm going outside and I'm doing some yard work. And I see that there's a bunch of bullet holes in my garage window. And written in the dust on the window, because I sucked at cleaning, is, "I'm sorry about this. I was having a rough day. I'll pay for the window later."
Oh, wow.
Seriously? I was having a rough day, so I decided to shoot at your house. Okay, great.
So I called the cops and the landlord, and the cops didn't even do anything. Even though he wrote on there and admitted to writing the note, they said that we didn't call when he did it, so there was nothing illegal.
Hey, Rob, it's cool to know you're out there, man. Thanks for what you're doing, trucking all over the country, too, and enjoy New Hampshire this morning.
Thanks for the awesome show. You guys keep it up. And tell Ryan I said good luck on his haunted house thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Thursday night.
It's always easy to read.